With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump in Charlotte, North Carolina last night for a speech to the largest law enforcement labor group in the country.
The first spending bill I sign, I will make a record investment in hiring, retention, and training for police officers. So important.
As for rising crime rates in some of the country's major cities, the former president says you can blame that on Democrat policy.
American cities, suburbs, and towns are totally under siege. Kamala Harris and the communist left have unleashed a brutal plague of bloodshed, crime, chaos, misery, and death.
And Trump also asked officers to keep an eye out for voter fraud in November. A former VP says he plans to vote for the current VP.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney says he'll vote for Kamala Harris over former President Trump. The former VP and career politician said Trump, quote, can never be trusted with power again, end quote. Former President Trump responded by saying both Dick and his daughter Liz are irrelevant and Republican in name only, also referred to as rhinos among true conservatives. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A sluggish U.S. jobs report raising questions now about exactly how much the Fed may cut interest rates when it meets later this month.
Hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March. That's a sign that the job market may be cooling, but remains sturdy. Employers added 142,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2%. The figures show a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing. With inflation falling steadily back to the Federal Reserve's target, the Fed is preparing to cut its key interest rate. The mixed report on the job market raises the question of how large a cut the Fed will announce at its next meeting. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
And this is SRN News. One historically black church is rejecting gay marriage.
A number of Protestant denominations have decided to embrace homosexual unions, but the African Methodist Episcopal Church is standing firm. The church rejected an appeal to permit gay marriage at its recently concluded general conference. The denomination's Book of Doctrine states that, quote, the AME Church believes that unions of any kind between persons of the same sex or gender are contrary to the will of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and the National Association of Evangelicals is already gearing up. The organization is putting out ideas for how congregations can express gratitude to their clergymen at a time when those men are under more stress than ever. NAE spokesman Brian Kluth says, quote, many Christians don't realize how difficult and demanding it is to be a pastor. They often face conflict and criticism while serving their church 50 to 70 hours per week. This is SRN News. Sweden's public health agency now advising that children under the age of 2 should not be exposed to any digital screens.
The recommendation is the latest in a worldwide effort to limit screen time for young kids. Sweden's suggestion comes after research found that children suffered negative effects like poorer sleep, depression, and limited physical activity with high uses of digital devices. For children from 2 to 5, it's recommended they be allowed just 1 hour of screen time per day. Rich Thomason reporting.
Correspondent Norman Hall reports a judge has given regulators until December to propose penalties for Google's search monopoly.
Judge Amit Mehta branded Google as a ruthless monopolist in a landmark ruling issued last month. Attorneys for the Justice Department and Google were unable to reach a consensus on how the time frame for the penalty phase should unfold in the weeks leading up to Friday's hearing. I'm Norman Hall.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.